Right, and a continuation visit to JR this Tuesday, rainy Tuesday, spring rain, Tuesday morning, the 19th of February, 74. Channel 2 Right, and a continuation of the talk with visit with JR Mountain this Tuesday morning, this rainy Tuesday morning, the 19th of February, 74. Channel 2 Right, and a continuation of the visit with J.R. Mountain this rainy Tuesday morning, this 19th of February, 74. Channel 2 Right, and a continuation of the visit with J.R. this rainy Tuesday morning, the 19th of February, 74.
Them long green, I think you call them watermelons. I got some cucumber seeds.
Yeah.
I got some cucumber seeds coming from somewhere up the country, that the cucumbers is that long. You ever seen any that long?
Never saw anything like that.
I seen one 3 feet long here not long ago. A man got them on a fence.
Yeah.
You have to put up a fence for the vines to run on.
Yeah.
And then up at the top, of the fence, you put a thing like this. Down like that, and the vines run all up in there and then hang over. And I've seen cucumbers on that vine 3 and 4 feet long.
My God.
You ever seen anything like that?
No.
I'm going to show them to you.
I sure never saw a cucumber or anything like that.
My sister-in-law wrote my wife yesterday. She got a letter from her yesterday and said that she'd ordered us some from way up the country somewhere or another. You plant them in
that
a row.
That sounds like a gourd.
Yeah, you plant them in a row and it runs up on the fence. They run up, they don't run on the ground. And when you get ready to gather your cucumbers, you just walk right up to the fence and get them. And I've seen 4 or 5 on there that long.
Woo!
And I mean, they're good, too. You peel them, they just like a
just let me see one of those. Yeah, I never saw anything like that.
They got some down here at Largo. Some of the beatenest looking cucumbers you ever seen in your life. And they won't be a bit over that big around.
Is that right?
It's about that big around. About that long.
A yard long.
3 feet long. And they got one down there. We was down there here when all that storm was on down there. Cucumber come around like that. Just like an S. It was about 3-4 feet long. And that old man wouldn't give me one of them for nothing. He didn't give nobody nothing.
Is that right?
And you take his niece, in other words, asked, Grandpa, I want a cucumber to eat. You keep your hands off of them cucumbers.
Oh.
No good and well, he wouldn't give her none. He sure wasn't going to give me none.
Well, if you had one of them, you could save seed.
Yeah, but it's just them kind that you can't take the seed and plant them.
Oh, I see.
That's the trouble there. What do you call them? Hybrid cucumber?
Yeah.
Well, he didn't have no seed.
Yeah.
Well, that, my wife's sister asked him, did he have some seed?
Yeah.
And he didn't need more to let her know where he got the seed from. So Nola, this woman, ordered us 3 packages of them. I don't know how many in a package. Must not be too many.
Yeah.
You just plant a row of them and then put your fence up there. Put the fence up there first.
Yeah.
And put a row of them under there and say, don't put the seed in the fertilizer.
Yeah.
Put the fertilizer underneath them.
Yeah.
About 8 inches down.
Oh, that's fine.
And then put your row of dirt and put the seed about 4 inches from the fertilizer.
Yeah.
Do not put the seed in the fertilizer.
Yeah.
That's about right, 4 inches from the seed, the fertilizer.
Yeah.
You have all the cucumbers you want. I mean, they were on that vine. They were there. Them vines were heavy stuff, heavy looking too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, heavy looking.
Well, they'd have to be heavy to take care of those things.
And take care of them things. Now, they got a squash that thing's about that long.
Foot and a half?
Yeah, 1.5, 2 foot long, and you go there and get how much squash you want.
Yeah.
Just cut it off.
Oh.
And when you cut it off, it'll just automatically, I guess it grows back First thing I know, it's right back out there like it was.
You mean you can go out there in the garden and,
yes, sir, and
cut,
what squash
cut
you
all
want.
What you want,
yes,
and it'll keep on growing.
Yes, and they're yellow. You're like yellow crooknets.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that man said in that letter Noah got from a sister that they had peas that high already. Peas and okra and a little bit of everything. And my sister-in-law, she planted about a half an acre onions, some kind of onion, I don't know what kind of onion it was, but she said she got $8 to $10 a bushel for them. That, of course, that's down at Largo. You take all them people from up the country, go down there. And they got them condominiums down there. And them people, they just crazy about greens.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to go down there and pick up my some lawnmower. You can go down there and buy a lawnmower for $3 and $4. Ain't anything in the world wrong with it. Just need tuning up and need a little something done to it. Might need a blade on it. Rest of it's all right. Mm-hmm. I went down there here about 2 years ago and bought 40 some odd. I'm about to give out a lawnmower now. Of course, I still got a bunch of them. I guess I can build 25 or 30. But I don't feel like getting out of that pool of them.
You're all cool of them now.
No, man, not the shape I'm in. I don't feel like messing with it.
They are, the way those lawnmowers are built, you can't, about an inch is as high as they'll go off the ground.
What? You mean the wheel?
Mm-hmm. The blade. You can't get the blade.
I can get the blade up just as high as I want.
How you manage that?
Well, I put a what they call a adapter on it. You know, if you say, for instance, you got a shaft. If the shaft is 4 inches long, and the wheels has got settings on them, and you move the wheels just as high as you can get them,
yeah,
all the way to the top. Well, that'll put your blade 4 inches from the ground.
Oh, it will.
Yeah. And say, for instance, that if you want to cut your grass short, you put an adapter on it. And that, in other words, they got some adapters about that long. And I got some adapters about that long. And see, the mower push easy because it's up off the ground. And you put that adapter on there, and that puts the blade on down there further. And I don't never cut my grass over 2 inches. That's enough. So you cut it right down on the ground first, you know you're going to kill your grass.
You're going to, yeah, come a dry spell, you see what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. It'll work on it.
Yeah. I got to nibble a little bit. It's 12 o'clock, Fee.
Yeah, I'm going.
That's where it all tastes. Now
that's good cheese,
yeah. Yeah, it's cold, but it's not, you know, out of the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to sit in this other chair. That's all I did. Old man, be so young.
Helps you stretch a little bit.
Yeah, helps you stretch your knees a little bit.
So it don't start hurting again.
You don't want any of that.
I don't like that part of it. Like I told that doctor, he don't care how much I hurt.
No, they don't lose sleep over.
They don't lose sleep over.
On how much you hurt.
That's right.
Oh, because Sam, I think he's had troubles of his own. Yeah, his back.
Mm-hmm.
So he ought to have some.
He ought to have a little bit of sympathy for somebody.
A little bit of sympathy.
That's right.
Go ahead. Oh, God, I'll fix you some coffee.
Then you want to go ahead and eat?
Sure. Do you say the blessing, J.I.?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Lord, may we thank these blessings. Forgive us our sins. Christ's sake, amen.
That's nice. And this?
Oh, that may be right smart water in there, Faith.
Oh.
You've got enough water in there to quote somebody.
Yeah.
What's this in here?
That's what I was going to do. Some beans and coffee.
Yeah. Well, now that's what I need, see? I need something substantial.
I'm telling you, J.R.
I've been working hard this morning.
We had collard greens and things like that up until recently. He was saying how much he liked them.
Noah been cooking them.
Small.
Turnip. Can I have some pepper, please, ma'am?
Pepper?
Sure. Noah's been cooking a lot of turnips and mustard.
Yeah.
And cauliflower. And I told her the other day I like old spinach, too. She said, I didn't know you like spinach. I said, sure I do. I love spinach.
Oh?
You want some pepper?
Not right now, thank you. Actually, it's pretty good, friend.
It's all right.
I
should
have let
J.R.
season it.
Yeah.
I think he knows how.
I don't know. I used to know how, but I do a lot of things. Every time they want any barbecue and done, I have to do it.
Yeah, how long has it been since you celebrated Christmas?
Like I built something?
Mm-hmm.
In about 5 or 6 years now.
Yeah.
See, I got down, it wasn't what's called plumb down, but I just got to where that I couldn't do what I wanted to do about 5 or 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Got sick on, I think I got sick just before started doing anything, and then the following year I was going to try it and got sick again, so now I quit altogether.
Well, what you must have a lot of that truck left that you used out there.
I give it away. I sold about, $800-$900 worth of pulleys and belts and everything imagined.
Did you?
Yeah, man, the fella. See, I sold out the normal shop about 6 years ago.
Yeah.
But I had something to start on the normal shop again, see?
Yeah.
But the like them pulleys and everything, I wish 1,001 times I wouldn't have got rid of them.
Because it's hard to replace.
That's right. I still got a bunch of them.
Or have you?
Mm-hmm.
But it takes a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a bunch if you're
yeah.
going
to. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because you got belts going every which way. You got to have pulleys going every which way. Belts going every which way, and everything else going every which way. But all them transmissions and everything I had, I still got them. I might start up again.
Well, you don't have to start on such a big scale. You
mm-hmm.
can just do a little something.
Start with something little, and then, but that getting into them big ones is what gets aggravating.
What's the biggest one you did?
It was the Ferris wheel and the merry-go-round.
You had the whole shebang.
Mm-hmm. The Ferris wheel on the bottom, the merry-go-round on top.
Yeah.
And one transmission done it all. It had lights on the bottom and lights on the top. And ever so often, the lights would go out on the bottom, and the lights on the top would still be on. And then the lights on the top would go out, and the bottom would be on.
Oh, I see.
All kind of ways. Now, I've always done my own electrical business. I've had quite a few people come tell me it wouldn't work.
Had a lot of things, huh?
It wouldn't work, but I know it would. Last Christmas thing I had was out at the camp, out there where I worked. I had a, it looked like a teepee hut, I guess it was, it looked like one. And it had a wheel on it that you could look at it, and you couldn't tell whether the wheel was red or black or blue or what it was. That kind of caught a lot of attention. I think them prisoners, they liked it. But I ain't built nothing since.
How did you work that wheel? I'll take a little bite of that.
Well, like that, like your mower machine out there.
Yeah.
And I had that wheel on a transmission. Up on a post.
Yeah.
And I had a belt going down there to it. And that, like that thing that holds your blade, that wheel was on it.
Yeah.
It couldn't get off. Couldn't get off if it wanted to. Because the way I had it bolted on there. I'm going to make me a helicopter one of these days. Whenever I feel like it.
Oh.
You ride it. You go up in there, go up in the air and circle over these trees. It might go over to see you.
Would you like to do it?
All the time thinking about something. Yes, I can do it. Noel said I can do anything. But getting the shape of men right now, well, I never did think I'd get like this.
Getting that shape is not much pleasure doing things.
No, there ain't no pleasure doing nothing. You can't even fish. I can't even fish and think about what I'm going through. Because last time I fished, took me 2 weeks to get over. Now a speck of perch, you just eat it up in Lock Loose Lake.
Yeah.
In the bonnets, and I can't even go and fish for them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared to.
Mm-hmm.
That cost me, like, here not long ago, cost me 2 weeks to get, where I could get out of bed. I don't believe I want to go fish for them. And I wasn't out in that lake no more than a half a day. It might have been the way I was sitting.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But the thing about it is, whenever I got tired, I'd go to the bank, get out, and walk around a little bit.
Would you?
I did. I got out and walked around two, three times. But after I got back in the boat the last time, I couldn't even get out of the boat. They had to pick me up out of the boat.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know anything that'd be worse sitting than one of them little old boats.
Mm-hmm.
If you got anything wrong with them.
I got one of them little John boats and got plenty of room to sit. But I don't know what in the world it done to make me do like it did. I don't believe I've tasted an egg like that that tastes that good a long time.
You know, I just thought it would be good to say it next to me. I want to have some of that cheese.
No, I can't eat no cheese.
And not on your list?
My wife told me not to eat no cheese. Whatever she told me not to eat, I try not to eat it.
Well, Jack, did Noah help you on any of them
rigs?
Helicopters? No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She can help you?
Yeah. I ain't supposed to eat no bread, but I'm going to eat this here. Chop up this tomato gravy.
And you want some more tomatoes?
No, ma'am. I've had plenty. She helped me on them. Bobby used to help me with them. How did that run now? I've always said, I've said quite a few times here lately, I sure didn't know I was down like I am now. Can't do nothing.
You waited a long time, but when you done it, you really done a good job of it.
Mm-hmm. I worked in my day. Yeah, like Mr. Brown said the other day, said one know if did I figure that I'd be back to work about the last of March. And I told him, I said, Mr. Brown, I don't think I'm gonna ever be able to come back to work. I said, it don't look like it. I said, I just can't get on the right track to save my life. And he said, well, says we'll wait till the last of March, about March the 20th or somewhere along there, and we see that you can't make it. Well, would you come out and show a man how to do these jobs? I said, yes, I don't mind coming out there. But I said, you may have to get me a wheelchair to ride around in. I said, I won't be able to walk. But I knew that when I had that operation, the only man that's ever messed with that leg is Dr. Strange. And he always got it back to where I could walk on it like I was supposed to. The last thing got me, I don't know what it was, whether it was a catfish or whether it was a gar or a mudfish or what it was, but something bit me in that pond. And Dr. Strange was the one that cured it. And of course, it took him about 6 months to do it, but he cured it. He didn't give me another minute's trouble.
How long has that been?
That's been about 2 years ago. I come in the ace, lose my right leg. I can blow my knee.
You mean something, you was out fishing?
I was out hunting.
You was out hunting?
In a pond, hunting for ducks. Something hit me. And Dr. Strange got some things about that long, and they were white, and they were sharp out of my leg. And and the way it sounds like to me, that, and I've heard quite a few people talk, these catfish professionals. So say, for instance, there's a catfish bed right here, and you are standing right there by it. Well, that old catfish, he'll run right up by your leg, or whatever he's run up by, and he'll automatically throw them old fins out and stick it in a fish or whatever he's going to eat. He just run right up by him. And then when he gets up there to him, he throws them fins out, and them fins will go in what he's going to eat. And then that when the fish slurs and moves off, well, he'll follow that blood up until that fish is dead, and then he'll eat it. I've heard a lot of catfishermen say that's what the way it happened.
And you were out in the water, waiting.
That's the water that deep. I shot 3 times and picked up a crooked sack full of ducks. And I had them ducks on me when whatever that was got. And I was in water about that deep.
And you knew it had hit you?
Yes, sir. I knew it. I knew it. And my feet and legs and everything was cold. It was ice. It was ice on the ground, see?
Oh, really?
Yeah. I knew something hit me. But I couldn't say where it was. The water was so black, I couldn't see down there. That deep, special.
Yeah.
And where I was at, well, I knew there wasn't nothing in there but catfish and brim and trout. But another fellow told me that there is such a thing as a freshwater stingray.
Uh-oh.
And there's such a thing as a saltwater stingray, because I've seen plenty of them. I ain't never seen no freshwater stingray, but I have seen plenty of saltwater stingray. But whatever it was, hit me behind the leg. And both. Well, Dr. Strange got about 7, 8, or 10 of them things out of my leg. I believe it was catfish, though.
7 or 8 or 10 of them.
Mm-hmm. It was just about that long. And they were sharp and they were white. But he said on the end of them was black. And there was a coat that had been on them because that coat was in my leg. And a catfish has a coat that goes over his fin. As long as catfish is alive, and say, and you take a pair of pliers and break them things off whenever you catch them, that's the best thing before you put them in the bucket alive with them. Because if you stick your hand down there, if you don't catch them just right, he'll fin you. And them, that's just about what it was, catfish. And I was in a catfish bed, and they were pinning me all the time, and of course my leg was cold, and I couldn't tell nothing about it.
I'm done. And that just a couple of years ago.
That's been about 2 years ago.
But you got over that.
I got over it.
Is that same leg?
Yeah, the same one. And I didn't know that I'd be like this from something else. But that something else is when I fell out of that truck.
Yeah. You really hit the ground on that thing.
Yes, I
hit all kind of ways.
That Jell-O, it's good for you.
Okay. I can put it in this plate in.
Yeah, that is. That's
that's the best thing for you.
That's right.
Jell-O.
Uh-huh.
Strawberry Jell-O.
It's pineapple and
pineapple.
We keep it all the time.
Yeah.
I've been spurred by catfish, but I never have been spurred anything like that. I never was out in a catfish bed, J.R.
I stand right in it. In other words, I felt all the time that I was standing there was holes. Seemed like there was holes about that big around, about that deep. Because whenever I'd step, my foot would go down in them holes.
That won't hurt you, J.R.
No, ma'am. And my foot would go down in them holes. And undoubtedly something had to be in that hole.
Oh, yeah.
Because I never did go back out there to see. I ain't never been back out there no more.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
No one told me to stay away from out there. And that's when I quit hunting duck. I ain't hunting no more duck. Like I told you, I don't care if I'm never see another duck again.
You was you was out there in the catfish bed hunting ducks.
Yeah. I've been wading around that pond.
Well, you've been out there before.
I've been out there a dozen, two times.
That's what I was saying. But nothing never happened.
Plenty of time. Ain't never happened like that before. But my leg, whenever I got out of that pond, it looked just like somebody shot me with a shotgun. It had holes all in the back of my leg.
What'd
you
do?
That was that leg that got burnt with gasoline.
That same leg?
Same leg. That's when Dr. Strange cured. When I got burnt with gasoline when I was 17 years old. That was a long time ago.
What happened then?
When I got burnt with gasoline, it burnt me up. It burnt me all over.
All over?
All over, head, face, arms, everywhere. And you know that old doctor? The other day, Emil, he told me, he said, it'll be expensive, but we can find out why you don't have no hair on your face, why you don't shave. I said, it ain't worrying me. I said, I ain't never shaved, and I ain't picking on shaves. I didn't have to get down there on the ground before I shave it off. I said, I've always said that. But he said, oh, it'll be awful expensive for us to find out why you don't shave and why you ain't got no hair on your arms. I said, it don't worry me. I said, I wash under my arms and I keep deodorant under all the time. And I said, I know whenever I'm running a hot box under my arms. I said, when you see my hands go over my head, you know he's in bad shape. But I said, as long as you wash under your arms and keep that deodorant under there, you don't have no trouble with rubbing raw. And I said, this hair that I ain't got on my face ain't worrying me a bit in the world. Yeah, he was in favor of me finding out why I didn't shave. I said, well, I'll tell you the reason why I don't shave. I said, I'm part Indian. And I said, the Indian don't shave. He said, I never heard that before. Well, it's about time you hear something.
Is that right?
Yeah. I said, about time you learned something. I said, you learned how to be a doctor, didn't you?
Well, I would tell you, do you know Miss Mary Guthrie?
Guthrie?
Uh-huh. Old Will Guthrie's place out there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, something happened to her. I ought to know what this is. But something happened to her somewhere along the line that made the hairs grow on her face.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a beard. It was just some long hair.
Fuzz. Fuzz what it was.
And she went just recently.
You want it hotter?
Yes,
no,
sir.
His milk chewing thing.
Now, she lived with that a long time, J.R. But
I'll tell you somebody else. I'll tell you somebody else had a mustache. And you wouldn't believe it unless you looked at it real close. That's Miss Coo Harris.
Oh?
That was Joe Harris' mother. She had a mustache. And she was a school teacher. But she was a Quaker. And her mustache was that long.
Good Lord, an inch long.
And every week she'd shave it off. You could see what she shaved up there.
Yeah.
But I ain't never seen in my life. And me and Buster was, I'm 2 years older than he is. And he said to me one day, he says, Sack said, let's get Daddy's razor and shave and get some mustache. He said, the girls go crazy over it. I said, I ain't got time. They just have to go crazy because I ain't got time for them. And it was, I was 27 years old before I ever got married.
Oh.
And you know, whenever a lot of the girls round about found out I was fixing to get married, well, all of them wanted to go in. I know plenty of them that I asked them for a date back before that. They don't go off with you. I know what you do. You get drunk. And then when you get drunk, you don't never know when to come home. I ain't going off of you nowhere. And they found out, though, I was fixing to marry Nola, well, all of them wanted to go in.
Where'd you find Nola?
I found her making over at Dr. Davis' drugstore. And I had one of these, had a 29 Model A Ford. I had one of these old-timey record players.
Yeah.
Old Victor. And I kept that thing in the, didn't have no back seat, no Model A. And I put that old Victor right in the middle of it, bolted to the floorboard, but couldn't go nowhere. And I'd go uptown around about, and I'd play them old string band records. I had about 250, 300 records, and had in the back of the old Ford on each side of that thing, I had places for records going in. I couldn't get out. And I'd go everywhere playing that thing. You'd be going down the road playing it. And I give her that Victrola. And of course she carried it home over to people over here this side of Williston. And they liked to wore the thing out playing it. Had to wind it up.
Yeah.
And I give it to her and we still got it. It's up on the top of the house.
Yeah.
And one day I said to her, I said, well, Sugar, I says, I'm going to leave you tomorrow. Where you going? I said, I'm going to New York. No, you ain't. So you going to Miami? I said, yeah, I'm going to Miami. Going down that way. And whenever I got ready to go, she went to crying. Didn't want to see me leave. I said, well, I'm going anyhow. You just have to cry. So I took off. Went down to Daytona Beach, and I worked down there about, I don't know, about pretty close to a year. And the first thing I know, one Sunday, we up rode Daddy and Mama and Nova. Come down there to see me. I mean, I stayed away from Megan Nova. Everybody thought something wrong went on. There wasn't nothing wrong. They come down there to see me, and we rode around a little bit. That's why Daddy and them, they went back home. And Daddy said all the way up, down there, says, Nova's looking out here in the woods, and looking here, looking there. Daddy told us, says, you need to be looking around, says, you need to ask for him, says, I'm going to give him to you. That suited her to a T. She was scared to ask him for me. And, but Daddy told us, says, you need to be looking around or crying about you ain't seeing brother no whips. I'm going to give him to you. You can have him. And about, I don't know, about a month, something like that. But, well, it was during the, when Redbud and Dogwood was blooming, that's when we got married.
Yeah.
Because the church, they had a church full of them.
Yeah.
Dogwood and Redbud, and everybody figured right then that it was when Brother Yancey was preacher there at Mekinoka. And whenever Yancey got through with his sermon, well, he said, well, we got a little extra something here, and we're going to have, so everybody stay. But somebody done, it done leaked out somehow or another that we was going to get married. There was going to be a marriage there, but nobody knew who it was.
Yeah.
Of course, we wasn't nowhere around to be seen. And whenever my sister, she played the piano. And about the time when they got through with everything was, Dodie went playing the wedding march. We started and Mr. Yancey, he married her. Well, I mean, that church was packed. There was nobody else could get in there to save a life. They was even sitting in the aisles, everywhere. Didn't know what to think. And I've heard Mama say plenty of times, I ain't never seen the girl that I wanted my son to marry. She thought that, I guess she thought that I was better than anybody else. But I didn't figure it that way. I didn't have nothing. She didn't have nothing. Now we got something. And just like she gave me a Valentine the other day, I looked at that thing and I said, my God Almighty, look at that. I ain't that something what I get. There's I ain't got nothing. And let's see, it says on the top, says, I ain't got nothing. Don't want nothing. I don't forgot now what I had down at the bottom. Something else. About the nothing business. And I didn't even think about looking inside the thing. And after a while, I went back and got it and read it again and looked and opened the thing up and said, except you. That dog was inside with the bone in his mouth. Ain't got nothing, don't want nothing. And it had something else on there. I don't want nothing. And I said to myself, that's neat. And I put it on the table, and I said, I don't want this here thrown away. This here belongs to me.
Well, you certainly got something. You certainly got something when you got Nova.
Yes, ma'am.
And her when she got you.
Neither one of us didn't have a thing. And when I went to work down at Daytona Beach, she went to work at Camp Lanning. And which I knew that she was going to work at Camp Blandon, and when she said that, well, that's the reason I told her I was going to work in New York.
Oh.
And I was going to Miami. She didn't know I was going to Daytona Beach. I already had a job. Didn't worry about no job then. You could get a job at the time you wanted.
Yeah.
And I worked for a man down there running the filling station. And, of course, I've done things that didn't have no business. But I bootlegged a menu guy on the gas. That was when we got married was when the gas rationing. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, yes.
All right, that's when I got married.
Is that right?
That's right. And well, I bet you I bootlegged 10 million gallons of gas. As long as you come up there, there wasn't nobody in the car but you,
I give you all the gas you want. You didn't have to have no ticket. No coupon. But if you and somebody else come up there and you wanted gas and you didn't have no ticket, I said, nothing doing. I just get you to one side or in front of the car or something, taste, all right? Walk down the road and get rid of that gentleman you got. Come back. I let you have all you want.
No witness.
No witness whatsoever.
Uh-huh.
And I've had plenty of them to pull it that they would come up there in a coupe automobile. And he'd want a tank full of gas, but he didn't have no coupon. I said, what you got in the cooler shell? They call it cooler shell then.
Mm-hmm.
Like an old Model A Ford with cooler shell in it. There ain't nothing in there. I said, well, open the thing up and let's see. And then there's a man laying down in it. I said, you just trying to pull one over on me. You ain't going to get no gas from him. I don't let nobody have it unless they got a coupon. Him ain't going to do it whether he had it or not. But as long as one was one there, well, he didn't have no wit. My word was just as good as his.
Mm.
Well, I sure enjoyed it, didn't I, Miss?
Well, we just sort of put things out on the table, J.R.
You.
Well, since this, this hurting I got, I don't eat much.
It takes it, yes. You can't have that in the appetite, too.
No, sir. Not, I don't care. Ain't one thing I do like, and that's plenty of it, and that's mullet, but I can't, you gotta have it broiled.
Yeah.
You gotta have it baked. I tell you something else I like. I like these mullet that's been smoked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not long ago, been about 4 weeks ago now, I told Noel, I said, well, I might be got diabetes. I don't know if I have or not, but I don't believe I have. But I says, let's go down to see the Keys, and I want to get me a good bait of mullet. Because I'm going to tell that woman down there, I'm on a diet, and I can't eat fried mullet anymore, but I said, today I'm going to stretch it a little bit. And so the lady that runs the restaurant down there, she knows me. And somebody had told her that I was a diabetic and I couldn't eat fried fish. And I told her, oh yeah, I can today, I am. And instead of giving me three pieces of fish, that piece was about that long, I guess. And about that wide, I mean the fish was there.
Ooh.
And she gave me four pieces instead of three.
Ooh.
But she knew I liked fried mullet. And then when I got through, she come out there and she said, well, Mountain, do you feel like you eat another good piece of mullet? I said, yes, ma'am, I sure can. I ain't had nothing to eat in a long time. And I eat that other piece. And she said, I ain't never heard of nobody eating three fish at one time. Not right behind each other. I said, well, I can eat them. But you know, it seems like that, lately, that I just can't hold much.
No, you can't hold much.
I'm adding your intestines to a broader that, I guess.
Pain.
Well, when you've got so much pain, J.R., that does something to your appetite.
Yeah.
J.R., your daddy, now, did he ever knock around the country?
Fool around?
Yeah. Huh?
He used to a long time ago when he was on the railroad.
He never got out in the car and went around the country?
Yeah, he used to haul a fellow by the name of Peter Henderson, seed man, every summer. Time
oh,
spring,
right.
Full spring ever come in.
Yeah.
It's Peter Henderson Seed Company.
Yeah.
He used to haul that man. His name was Gunther. I won't ever forget that.
Yeah.
And we'd sit up there on that curve, that making over all them big oak trees. They'd been hitting them so much. There was a big old red building set there, and it had a big platform on the front of it. And they had an orange packing place there, too.
Oh.
And we would go up there and sit on that front of that building. So me and Bob, me and Sandra, and no, me and Dodie and Buster were little bitty things. I guess we must not have been over 3-4, pretty close to 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And we go up there and sit on that thing and wait on Saturday night for Daddy to see him, see if he's coming down the road.
Yeah.
Wait on him.
Yeah.
And then we'd get in the car with him. He knew he was there. Because my mama would ride him and tell him that he was down at Palmetto, somewhere down there. Tell him that now we'd be up there on the corner waiting on him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you get that.
Well, you know old man Davis that night when you and Buster and
Bill Davis?
Yeah, Nola and was over there at the city commissioners meeting, and he come down there about that sign, you see. And when he walked out, he walked by there and spoke to you all.
Mm-hmm.
Now he knew your dad.
Yeah. That was Jess Davis.
Jess Davis.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about Bill Davis. Now Bill Davis is a man that used to live down where Fowler lives at now, what close to the old Denton place.
Mm-hmm.
I won't ever forget old Bill Davis. He arrested a nigger. And
that fella.
Yeah, he's going down the road and somehow another old tire blew out on the old T. And he got out to change it, and Bill, he was there changing the tire, and the nigger was tied to the one of the posts in the back seat. And the nigger said, Uncle Bill says, I let me out of here, so I'll change that tire for you. And Bill said, oh, hell, sir, I arrested you. You stay in the back of that car. So he couldn't get the lug nut off somehow or another, and he went and untied the old nigger, and he went down there, and old Bill Davis was squatting down there helping him try to get the lug nut off, and the old nigger just reached and got his gun. And Mr. Bill said, you can get that tire off the best way you can, since I'm gone. On down the road, he had business. And they never did see that nigger no more. Gun, nothing else.
Is that right?
Never did see him no more.
Is that right?
I don't know where he come from.
Yeah.
But Jess Davis is what used to be at the post office.
Yeah, he's
the
post office, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I know that.
He knew your daddy. He must have known your daddy.
Yeah, him and daddy was buddies. Well, ain't he still living?
As far as I know, he is.
I believe he is.
Yeah.
Now, Judge McDonald's dead. I remember way back young.
Your daddy wasn't in the garage business all his life.
No, he wasn't in it. He was in the garage business from, I think it was 1913 to about 28. Because when I was 27 years old, that's when me and Noel got married. Well, he quit after that. In other words, I bought him out.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. In other words, I worked at Camp Blanding 6 years, and then I bought him out. It was about 1931, somewhere along there. Because I bought him out, and I run it about 15 years myself, 15 or 20, somewhere along there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Then I give it to Buster.
That's when your daddy died.
Mm-hmm. I give it to Buster, and he's had it ever since.
Yeah.
All the roof and everything done fell in.
Well, did you make any money when you?
Yes, sir. I made some good money there, and I lost some money. I lost quite a bit.
On
people wouldn't pay me.
Credit, yeah.
Andrew Smith's wife. In other words, Andrew Smith died. He owed me $800-something. And Andrew Smith told me right in front of his wife and my wife that if I don't pay you before I die, says my wife will. She never did pay me.
And who is that?
Andrew Smith. That's Miss Cruz. That's Miss Cruz now.
Oh.
Never did pay me.
Well, you see,
I put a brand new motor in a 55 Chevrolet.
Yeah.
I mean a brand new. I ordered it from the factory and put it in that car, and he was still living, but he was, that cancer had worked on him.
Mm-hmm.
They done cut all his jaw and all down here.
Andrew Smith.
And the whole, his whole eyes and his ears and all that off.
Oh.
That cancer had worked on him.
Yeah.
But you take a man drink a quart of liquor a day, well, that liquor will finally get you. One way or another.
Well, that's the right.
He was a painter.
Oh.
And he drank paint thinner when he didn't have no liquor.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I guess I better go, because if I imagine Bobby and them there now, and that little boy, I sure want to see him.
That's right.
Lord, mm-hmm. we had time with him Sunday. And when we got there to go, he held out his hands.
Oh, Miss Cruz. You mean the librarian?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, I see.
You see, whenever he died, she figured that it canceled all of his bills.
Yeah.
And she got all the property and everything.
Well,
in other words, she didn't have no property at all. Because that property where she lives belonged to Joe Smith and Andrew. They were brothers.
Yeah.
And she just come in contact with it whenever he died.
Oh, I see.
In other words, that lot that's right in front of me,
mm-hmm.
in front of where I live, belongs to Mac Weaver. And I just naturally born believe if Mac Weaver, if somebody was to tell him, if he would go up down to that tax assessor's office and look and see if there's any back taxes on that place, he could get that place back. There's an acre there. By rights, that land belongs to Mac Weaver. It don't belong to Miss Smith.
Hmm.
And it joins her property, but it ain't fenced.
You think of her as Miss Smith?
Yeah.
Well, you see, I think of Miss Cruz because she used to, first time I ever seen her, of course, she was in the library,
mm-hmm.
but I seen her down there helping at that candy shop.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that she was a part of the city government, you see. She
mm-hmm.
did that for years and years and years.
Yes, well, she pulled some slick ones. She got a bonus every year for $500.
Did she?
They found that out too.
Yeah.
They dug back in the minutes.
Yeah.
Somehow or another and found out that College Share House got about $500 every year of bonus.
Yeah.
That was a Christmas present.
Yeah.
College Share House and John William Ball.
Yeah.
That's the reason that they all was in cahoots on that city of Mekinoka.
Well, Mr. Barr was one
yes,
of them.
Yes, sir. He was one of them too. And they found out a lot of stuff that was going on,
yeah.
where that money was going.
Yeah, well, it
that cigarette tax and whatnot.
It took them a long time to find out.
Yes, it sure did. It took them a long time.
Yeah.
Whenever she something was come up and she resigned,
yeah.
that's when she should have never resigned.
Yeah.
So whenever she resigned, well, that's when they caught up with her.
When she resigned, that means she had to turn over the book.
She had to turn the books over, and then they had them books ordered.
Yeah.
So that's where the catch come in at that.
Well, they used to have an auditor for them books, and he just did what they said.
That's right. And they found paid things that where they'd bought furniture and stuff, and it didn't go in the courthouse. It went in their homes. They was doing it just like they wanted to do it.
Yeah.
But whenever she resigned, that played the wild right
yeah.
there.
Well, now, Clara Cruz.
Hmm?
Clara Cruz.
They had a case against me. I didn't know anything about it. And old man, what's his name, the mayor, can't think of his name right now, but you know, he not long ago, he about...
Who is
I don't know
there?
About his name is I can't think of what it is right now, but he lives up there in the Rowell house. But you know he come down in here about 6 months ago. about 6 months ago, and brought this thing. And told Nola, said, now, I don't want nobody to know this, and nobody don't know it but me. And says, here it is, you can
have
it. Oh,
I know the mayor. He's that fella that moved in.
Yeah.
And sort of fair complexion fella.
He's one that...
Joe something, isn't it?
Huh?
Oh, what's his name?
I can't think of what it is right this minute.
Yeah.
But he brought this...
He lives right back there in front of Spear.
Yeah, right in front of Spear. In that Ryle house over there on the corner.
Yeah.
He brought this thing and give it to Noah and says, now nobody don't know that I got it. And that's where they had me up for. I don't know if it was disorderly conduct or what it was. Way back young. Back yonder in 19 and, let's see, I went in the Army in 39. I didn't go in there. I was put in there. I was put in the Army in 1939. I stayed in 39 and 40 and 41 and 42. I stayed in there 4 years. Now, don't you know good and well I'm a veteran? But you know they claim I ain't. And Buster said the other day he was going to look into that. I was in there 4 years. Because see, me and Noah got married in 43.
When you come
February the 14th, 1943.
That's when you come out.
That's when I come out. I come out in 42.
Well, that's when I went in.
In June, let's see. What was April Fool's Day? April the 1st?
I guess.
April the 1st, 1942 was when I come out. That's when I got my discharge.
Yeah.
And I thought it was April Fool's party.
Yeah.
But it was actually right. And I come out in 42, and I went to Daytona Beach and stayed down there a long time, and then I went to Camp Blandin, where Nola was at, and got me a job up there, and we worked up there about 2 years. And, while we was up there, that's when we got married, 1943. But back in,
you'd been around by that time, J.R. You was sort of secondhand material.
Yeah, but that thing that he brought up there and gave Noah was something they had on me way back young.
Yeah.
Isn't that ridiculous?
But they put her on. Furlong and Duncan put me in the Army. They say I was a bad boy. I guess I was. I'd done anything I took a notion. And I wouldn't go around behind nobody's back to do it. I'd go out in front of them. And they didn't get too big meat, you know. I didn't care how big they were. I got on. I'd tell them so. You ain't too big for me. Come on. Let's have it. I've been in a menu fight. Got one right there. Got one right there, and I got one right there. Ain't got a good big old place in front of my mouth up there where a fella hit me with a 12-inch stilton. Try to stop me. I come right on. I worked him over. Two brothers got a hold of me. Took more Model T. And run off with it and tow it up, and I worked on both of them.
On both of them?
Yeah, both of them. I worked on both of them. One of them hit me in the mouth with a monkey wrench of Stilson, and the other bit me off. But I worked on them right on.
Two of them on you?
Two of them on me. Two brothers.
And they took your Model T off and tore it up?
Tore it all to pieces. Knocked the whole front end clean out from under it. Run into a piece of railroad iron sticking up about that high right out here on this River Styx Road. Sticking up on the side of the railroad track out there, still sticking up there.
Still
about
there?
That high.
Still there. And
knocked the whole front end of it clean out from under.
And it's still there.
That iron still sticking up there. I don't know how they got out there, of course they're drunk. I was too. Well, guess
didn't
let it
you
go.
Tell me one time that you had consumed a considerable quantity of moonshine?
You mean hauled it?
Consumed it.
Found it?
Drunk it.
Yes, sir. I put a many of it down. Put enough down to float
well,
up a Sam's biggest battleship.
That's what you said. That's right. That's what you said.
I've
well,
got
now,
a many of drugs.
There was all kinds of it. Some of it was good and some of it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Did
yeah,
you ever?
I got a hold of plenty of it.
Did you ever get any that was any good?
I got a hold of plenty. I had some in my garage here not long ago and give it to a fella. I had a quart of white lightning.
Yeah.
Was
it any good?
That was 30 years old.
30 years old?
Oh, J.R.
Mm-hmm.
I bet
give it. I'll give it to that man.
Old,
he kept on after me about it. And I told him, I said, well, there it is, right up there, if you want to get it. He got it down from up there, and he pulled his cork out of it. And I hadn't even smelled it in 20 years, I guess, something like that. And I wasn't worrying me no how. And there's about 8 or 10 cans of beer sitting up there with it. I don't mess with either one of them no how. And he took that bottle down from up there and sipped it. He said, that tastes like water. I said, well, it may taste like water, but that's white lightning.
Old
good
Duncan.
Old corn whiskey.
Old Duncan was a pretty good man himself, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's a crook. First class.
But he was a, he pretty rough, tough customer.
Yeah, he's tough.
Now, he's not the one the nigger.
No, Davis was the one that took the gun away from the nigger.
Now, they wouldn't have got that on Duncan.
Yeah, they beat him out of it, too.
Oh.
Oh, you mean they could beat him out
yeah,
of
yeah, they get him drunk. Get him drunk. Couldn't help himself.
Yeah, he had to.
J.R., let me tell you.
Well,
we really
enjoyed the dinner.
Let me
well,
tell
we
you.
We enjoyed having you come
we
over.
We really here. Had a visit. Now, you just tell your friends it's weird that just tell them that you've got somewhere else to go. You don't have to worry with them now. We just come over here and
yeah,
knock around.
Over here and we'll
yes, and when the sun's shining, you know, I had a big time out there yesterday. Was it just yesterday? When the sun was shining?
We were in the back of the truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I came in last night, and guy said he'd had the best time he'd had, and he didn't know
oh,
where
yeah.
we shot
over at your house.
Well, I turned that
who,
corner.
Who's all them tracks out there behind that truck? That's the mine, Mr. Miles. Around the car and around the truck. What you doing with the hood up on the truck? I said, Mr. Miles got it up and he can't get it back down. I said, you know, I just thought about the thing. Look at the thing still up in there. Well, I guess I better go. I imagine that boy of mine, he's at the house eating up all the hamburgers he can get his hands on. I don't believe I ever seen anybody like hamburgers better than that boy and my daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
Is that right?
They can eat hamburgers 10 times a day.
Just hamburgers.
Especially
hamburgers.
At your house. Where you
at
got,
my house, especially.
Where they plentiful.
Well, I went and bought 5 pounds of hamburgers yesterday. And done made them up in patties.
Yeah, so
put
they
them
have
in the refrigerator where they can get a hold of them.
So they can really make hamburgers.
That's right.
Well, this is the middle of the week. First
yeah.
of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they coming in this time of day?
Well, he had to come get the car inspected.
Oh, you told me that. Yeah.
I better go before it starts pouring down.
Well, I'll tell you, I'd still, like you said, I'd take that Trenton thing.
Yeah, I'm going to take mine and Trenton whenever I go.
Where the man.
I told him.
Where the man can fix it.
Well,
they can
fix it.
I'm just going to get it.
Same like you ought to. Well, I'll
see y'all. Yeah, you come back.
Okay.
You want to come put over here?
Channel 2 right around 2 around 1500 and the end of the visit with JR this rainy Tuesday morning the 19th of February 74 this end of the visit channel 2 right around 1500 and the end of the visit with JR this rainy Tuesday morning the 19th of January 74 Channel 2 right, channel 222, channel 222, channel 2 right, around 1500, and the end of the visit with J.R. Mountain this Tuesday around noon, the 19th of February, 74.